What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with the first Founders Journal of the week. For those of you that are joining for the first time, the Founders Journal is my daily diary where I talk about the biggest moment in my day behind the scenes at Morning Brew. Sometimes it's good things, sometimes it's bad things. Sometimes it's just talking about the overwhelm of running a business. So let's hop into it.
Busy day, busy Monday.
Very busy day. It's been nonstop since basically 9 a.m. I was able to get some yogurt and granola in, but other than that, haven't been able to stop to eat. It's interesting because we've talked about in the past, my own struggles with productivity, where I would say since freshman year of college, I've never felt as productive as I could be. I always feel like I get easily sidetracked. But today is one of those days where I actually feel like I've been very effective with my time. I feel like I've been very efficient, and it feels just like there's not enough time in the day and something is going to have to give. And maybe what's going to have to give is my sleep. Maybe what's going to have to give is any of my extracurriculars, like learning to play the piano or taking this writing course I'm taking. But I really don't want to give up these things. And so, you know, I ran to this podcast, was out of breath. You noticed I was out of breath and you were like, we should talk about it. And so we're talking about it. But I definitely feel like there's a lot going on, and calming down is kind of out of my control right now.
Well, we can control it for the next 4.5 minutes during this podcast. You started telling me what you were doing. I again, today, don't think that that's that relevant. You're talking to people you manage, you're talking to freelancers, you're talking to a host of a podcast in 15 minutes. But how are you doing?
I think I'm doing well. I'm not particularly anxious right now. I'm more like overwhelmed, like intraday overwhelmed. I think I just put a lot of pressure on myself to make sure I'm doing enough. I think I have a natural aversion or a concern about that I'm never doing enough. And, you know, I think that can be a positive in the sense that when I feel like I'm never doing enough, I will get a lot done. But I think the risk there is also of doing more and diluting myself. And so when I look at the work I'm doing right now, I think it all makes sense, right? Like I, as a company, we have set goals for this quarter. I have three goals for this quarter. One is to create three culture-enhancing initiatives at Morning Brew because we think culture is more important than ever with the team growing fast and us being a distributed workforce right now. One is doing an alpha test of our paid product. And the third is hiring an art director. I feel like my tasks today all ladder up to those goals. But I think I just have this natural concern that no matter how hard I work on it, even though it's how many days into the quarter, 13 days into the quarter, I'm still worried about not finishing those things.
I don't have the answer. You've got the answer. I'm only here to ask questions.
This was a psychology session.
No. That's what we do not on live.
We have to do an episode, by the way, about therapy. We've been saying this, but you know, as someone who has had a therapist for 8 years now, I think it is one of the best decisions I've ever made. Whereas I used to worry about spending money on therapy, to me, it is like the biggest no-brainer of money spent for personal professional health ever.
We're going to do a whole episode on that at one point. I think my question to push you further on this is, you recognize in the moment right now that you're very, very busy. You are doing the right things. How do you say it's 2:45 p.m. Eastern? You probably have another 3 to 4 hours of work minimum today. How are you going to reset yourself so you can feel better and act as a balanced CEO through the rest of the day?
Well, I think there's one thing, which is when I am doing work throughout the rest of the day, my various tasks, I need to make sure that I am present to those tasks and I'm actually doing it. So like, let's keep the momentum going of not getting sidetracked, not procrastinating from the work that I say I want to do. I think the second piece is taking a break. Like, I'm not going to be able to do it before this podcast interview I have at 3 o'clock, unless I want to take a 3-minute break. But I think after that podcast, I should be able to take a break. And I think literally just like taking a walk or dipping my feet in the pool, something is really important. I need to eat at some point. So I think there's taking a break is going to be really important. I think being present to the work I'm doing, so I have no regrets about the work I did today, is going to be important. I think the third thing is just framing myself to, it's okay that I'm not going to accomplish my 3 quarterly goals in one day. And that is fine. All I can do is put my best foot forward and spend time on the things I say I'm going to spend time on. And I literally can't do anything else. And I think by repeating that to myself, maybe as I'm dipping my feet in the pool, that will hopefully release me of the unrealistic expectation that clearly I'm setting myself on right now that makes me feel like I'm moving on a treadmill.
Do you want to talk about anything going into the podcast?
Well, so 3 o'clock, I'm being interviewed by the CMO of Kara, which is a media agency. Going to be interviewed about what it's like to run a media company right now, how we're thinking about the future of media, how we as a media company are handling things or working through things like Black Lives Matter, the boycott on Facebook, equity and equality in the workplace. And so I think what's really important for me is we've done a lot of talking and working on this at Morning Brew. But I think the most important thing is prepping myself to make sure I'm articulating our approach to these things in a presentable way, because I think it's very easy when it comes to really hard topics to overtalk, to just talk on and on and on and not take a breath. And I think that's what most people, including myself, do when you either get nervous or you know you're talking about a hot button topic. And so what I'm going to try to do in the 12 minutes before this podcast is just stop myself, prep some thoughts, not like write out a script, because I never do well reading a script, but basically tell myself less is more, hit on the main points I want to hit on, don't overtalk, because when I overtalk, I end up saying things that either aren't coherent or don't end up pushing the conversation forward. And so I think that's something I try to, you know, swear by whenever I talk, is how can I say this thing in the shortest possible way? Because it's easy for me to get very roundabout. As always, thank you everyone for listening to the Founders Journal, My Daily Diary, made public for the world. We'll catch you tomorrow. Hope you have a great day.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.